52nd Street in West Philadelphia was the site of another clash between police and protesters after officers shot and killed 27-year-old Walter Wallace. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy was on the scene of the aftermath earlier today.
Both police and looters were still on 52nd Street after a chaotic night sparked by the police shooting. Muhammadu Dean owns two stores along the strip. He says they were spared because he and his family and friends stood guard overnight to protect the stores. But the incident still shook him.
It's like a very frustrating. It's very hard to be surviving, you know, as a business, be honest, you know.
Several stores along the strip were damaged, and many in the area lamented the destruction. But Clinton Lewis says such events are inevitable when communities face injustice.
There comes a time in life where you're like, enough is enough. You know, we like a time bomb ticking right now.
Police are investigating Wallace's killing. His family's lawyer says they called for an ambulance because Wallace was dealing with a mental health crisis and officers showed up instead. Daryl C. Murphy, WHYY News.